We're back here in studio, and in studio today we've got Tara Richter, owner of Richter Publishing, and welcome back in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always good to be here. And we're going to talk with my author, John McKee, who his book we just published in October. So a few months ago, nothing happens until the meeting's set. And he won the award at the Author Awards Ceremony and Book Gala in October for Best Business Book.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I remember meeting him briefly, I believe, and that was a great event you put on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. And he flew all the way in from Illinois.
Very cool.
So, yeah, he came out. So that was really fun and exciting for, you know, now we have authors flying in, coming in from really all over the world. So, yeah, so we can help authors.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Europe, Denmark, Australia. I mean, I got to start scheduling more business trips to go out and meet these people.
Yeah. There's your write-off, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. Very cool. Yeah, a lot of good things happening. And you know, as a professional, you know, no matter what trade you're in, or maybe you're just, you know, this is a cool time of year, too. You're going to be talking to your loved ones. And you know, you've got grandma, you've got granny, as you call her, in my family, you know, granny. You know, take time to sit down and really talk to your loved ones and, you know, talk to them about how things were so different back in their day. You know, there's a book. You know, as a business professional, you know, if you've got any kind of specialty knowledge, then that's a book. And then not only is it going to help you grow your sphere of influence and close more real estate deals, in my case, or whatever type of business you're in, you know, it's just going to set you aside from your competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my company, Richter Publishing, we specialize in nonfiction, business books, self-help, and memoirs. Because usually if you own a business and you're writing about it, you know, really your memoir kind of gets intertwined with it. You know, how did you start the business? You know, why did you have the desire to do it? Usually it's because you saw a flaw out there, you know, in the business world, and you're creating your business to fix that flaw or to make something better. So, and you know, with the relatives, you know, I'm always a big promoter of grandma and grandpa writing their memoirs.
Yeah.
You know, they've experienced so much. And wouldn't it be great to have their life story in a book, you know, printed on Amazon where family members can go and buy? Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, once your relatives, when they get older and they pass away, you know, they're going to take all those stories and memories with them. And I know, like, in sometimes in high school and college, you have to do like a family tree. So wouldn't it be cool if you could go and get like great grandma's book on Amazon and just buy it? Because you know the whole thing is that like when you publish the book, you know, you're leaving your legacy, and after you're long gone, your books are still going to be there.
That's right.
They're
going
to be there forever. People can still buy them. They can still learn about you. This is a way to leave your legacy that will be on for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea. Write your own book, publish your own book, and work with Tara and her team. You know, I tell you, we went through the process, and it was, you know, first class service. Everything was done professional, and we just enjoyed the process. Connor Anthony, producer on the show, helped us with the book that we published here as well, and it's become the MVP in your industry by surfing the radio wave. So we're teaching professionals there how to do exactly that, is starting their own radio and TV show, leveraging the knowledge that we've gained over the past 3.5, almost 4 years now that we've been doing the Real Estate Quarterback Show. And then most recently, we kind of converted the format, flipped the format to a consumer quarterback show, strictly the consumer quarterback show. So, yeah, you know, it's great nuggets of advice. You know, and just thinking about yesterday, I just recently had a birthday. So I had one of my cousins sent me a
video. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And so she sent me a video of my Nana on my dad's side. And I have very, you know, slight memory of her. My dad passed when I was very young. But that video, it was like a minute and a half. But, you know, so the same idea of, you know, put it in a in a book and publish it. That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been talking with my own dad, who's 72 now, about writing, you know, his memoirs, because, you know, he grew up in a small farm town of South Dakota that no one's probably ever heard of.
Yep.
Like 500 people. And he had 10 brothers and sisters. You know, my grandma only had an 8th grade education, and his father died when he was in high school. So then he put himself, you know, and went into the Navy so that he could even go through college.
Yeah.
And now he is also, you know, in the real estate industry, has, I don't know, I think four or five, I lose track of successful real estate companies, and he does, you know, real estate investment, but he came from nothing. You know, I mean, he had to pull himself up from the bootstraps and get to where he is now. And, you know, so those are great stories that, you know, everybody has a story to tell, to put it out there. And if you go through us, you know, we can actually help you write that and get it done in a couple months if you have problems writing and, you know, getting that stuff down there. If you're not a writer by nature, we can come in, interview you, and get the book done in a matter of months. So
Yeah, sit down and you just verbally talk it out, and they'll take notes and they'll help you with that process. Some refer to it as ghostwriting, I guess.
Yeah, and we don't really call it ghostwriting. Ghostwriting is a little bit of a different process.
Yeah.
Ghostwriting is where someone comes in, sits down with you, interviews you, but then they go back with the ideas that you talked about and they write their version of it.
Okay.
What I'm doing is more of an interview process.
Yeah.
So we actually keep the author's voice because that's obviously imperative. You know, you want to sound like Brandon in your book. If people meet you, they know who you are. Your voice has to carry through in that book. So I've read some ghostwritten books that unfortunately were just horrible.
Yeah.
And it's like they were really trying to pull it through, but they lost the person's voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, for example, Anthony Amos, who, you know, did the joint book with us with Kevin Harrington for How to Catch a Shark. He's a boisterous Australian rugby player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to keep the Australian accents and his tone. And the ghostwriters can kind of like... what am I looking for? Kind of like dull that out, you know, because I've never lived in Australia. I wasn't a rugby player. I never lived in Anthony's shoes. So how can I convey what he experienced?
Yeah.
So with our process, we actually keep the voice, the tone, and the experience of the author. We just make you sound good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a great process. And, you know, it's something that you can really grow your sphere of influence and 10x what your output is in terms of dollars into your business. And so if you just joined us, I'm the host, Brandon Rimes, here, the quarterback on the show. Now, Tara, do we want to go ahead and bring John into the conversation? John McKee. John McKee, I believe he's on the hotline buying a meeting. He's an author and he's worked with Tara as well. Hey, John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Yeah, man, give us a little teaser. We only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, I just finished writing my first book. It sounds like Tara's on the line. So I mean that's helped me spin off into a new business as well. But the book I just wrote is called Nothing Happens Till the Media Set. It's basically a business journey about my experiences in business and life and startups and companies that I've been involved with. And you know, that was written because I had met with Kevin Harrington and was trying to seek out, you know, raising my own profile, and he gave some steps. One thing led to another, and next thing I know, I'm writing a book.
Very nice. That's awesome, man. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, the process and you know, how has it helped your business, or how has this process really helped you grow?
Well, it definitely has given me more exposure, no question about it. It surprised a lot of people. They're like, okay, this guy's an author. And, you know, that's still kind of sinking in for me as well, you know, that because obviously I'm not known for being a writer, but it has helped. It's given me more opportunities to get out and be engaged in my community through speaking events, through chambers. It's certainly my calling card now, and it's an experience. So I'm learning as well how to leverage having a book and having it on the market as well.
Yeah, absolutely. On the phones with us today, John McKee, author of Buying a Meeting. Are you there? Hey, John, you there, bud?
Yeah, that sounds much better.
Yeah, all right. We got you loud and clear now. So
Perfect. Yeah, so much better. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So Tara's in here in studio with me next door, next seat over. So
yep, next door.
Yeah.
So how you doing, John? How's the weather over there in Chicago, by the way?
It's cold and there's a light dusting of snow, but it's sunny.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I was watching like one of the football games last night. It was snowing in. And I like seeing the snow on Facebook from Florida.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I tweeted out. I think I said something about to my southern and / Florida friends, here's our first snowfall. Nice, pretty picture.
Yeah. Pretty. So how's your, you know, you got this new business going on with Kevin Harrington, and I'm a part of it, called Buying a Meeting, which I think is a really awesome concept. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit more about how that works?
Well, as I said earlier, it's kind of a chain of events, which is really cool because, you know, I had originally just backing up very quickly. I had a product that I met through, you know, so I was introduced to Kevin through that and then listened to him present talking about raising your profile and writing a book. And then I did that. And then that's how I met Tara. And then through that, you know, comes this, you're right, buying a meeting. So, and I talk about that in the book. In fact, I end the book by telling people, hey, here's what I'm going to go do. And so now that it's out there, I got to do it, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so there's two parts to it, Tara. It's you know, several things. One, just being business development. The problem in that world that I've seen in the last 25 years is trouble finding, keeping sales representatives, a high cost of business professionals, knowing exactly what you're getting if you do hire one. So that's one side of it, arranging meetings for businesses, entrepreneurs, and startups. That's just been a passion I've had, and I've been doing that specifically for the last 7.5 years. So I have this system down to make that happen for others. The other side of it was just that experience of meeting an influencer, right? I mean, it's not exactly really easy to meet somebody that's done $100 million 10 times over, right? I mean, how do you approach that person or somebody like you who started a publishing company or how, you know, a UFC legend or all the different people that we have that are on the site? I mean, so how do you go about that? And, you know, for me, it was just simply, you know, getting on a plane, setting the meeting and meeting and flying down to meet Kevin. And I was able to get some FaceTime with him. That impacted my life. It's a totally different game, you know, than having local mentors, which we all have access to in every city. You know people who's run businesses or there's mentor groups out there. And that's great. We need that. But it's a totally different thing to be able to meet with somebody that's done, you know, that 20 times over. You know, it's a just different level. And so we want to make that available to others just simply by point and click. Here's who you're meeting with. And you can arrange it, phone, face-to-face, or like a video conference.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm excited for it. I know, like, you guys just launched it, so it's very fresh. But, like, right now, you know, how many expert contributors do you actually have on the site that people can meet with?
Yeah, right now I'm going to it. I'm thinking there's, like, 7 or 8, I believe. Obviously, you're one of them. I'm on there now. Mm-hmm. We have the likes of, we have Mr. Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank you mentioned, which it's awesome to have him. And we have Mr. Brandon T. Adams, who is a crowdfunding expert, wrote keys to the crowdfunding, and he's also a producer of a new show called Ambitious Adventures. We have Brian Harrington, who's an As Seen on TV product development expert. He's on there as well. Des Woodruff, who is a businessman / visionary entrepreneur. Fred Dirks, who's a marketing specialist. Jeff Hoffman, he's the co-founder of Priceline.com. It's a pleasure to have him. Ken Shamrock from UFC, the legend from UFC, is on there. And then Tara, and those are in no particular order. We have Tara, who, you know, as you know, is a publishing expert, right?
And the only female. I feel privileged.
Yeah. I know. So we're working on others, and you're right, it's brand new. So It's, you know, we're building that portfolio.
Awesome. Yeah, hey, if you just joined us, that's John McKee. He's calling in from Chicago, author of Buying a Meeting, and also got a joint venture business going with Tara Richter and the original shark, Kevin Harrington. So, hey, John, we're coming up against our next break here. So parting words of advice, nuggets of advice, or whatever you'd like to leave our listeners with.
I'm kind of losing your connection there.
Yeah, parting words of advice.
That nothing happens till the meeting is set. It doesn't matter what you're doing in life, whether it's, you know, meeting your next spouse or starting a business. It all starts with a meeting.
That's right.
That's my advice to everybody, is to make sure that you you get the meeting set up and know what you want out of that meeting. Know what you want to ask, know what you want to do, know what you want to accomplish.
That's right. Yeah, the law of intentionality. You know, you set that intention. What is the intention? What is the outcome? What are we going to do to grow our business or move this relationship forward? So, hey, thanks for calling in, John. We appreciate you.
It is very much a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's RICHTER publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.